Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brains.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can hear us streaming live over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. Each of my guests has a fascinating subject, no two of which are related. My first guest is a pioneer in the field of developing sales and leadership excellence. He's developed the TKO method for screening job interview candidates. We'll discuss his latest book, TKO Hiring. My second guest is a singer-songwriter of country rock who heavily influenced the music of the 70s and the 80s. Friends to Glenn Frey and of the Eagles and Jackson Browne, his musical fingerprints are seen throughout country rock era. We'll discuss his musical career and the upcoming Ventura Folk Festival. My third guest is a stimulating examination on the subject of boredom. He's the CEO of the fictitious organization Getting at the Root of All Things Boring. We'll discuss whether or not Americans are bored with the looming debt ceiling crisis. And if you want to join in the conversation or if you have a question for any of my guests, you can always call us at 639-0008. Dave Anderson is president of Dave Anderson's Learn to Lead, an international sales and leadership training and consultancy company. Prior to beginning Learn to Lead, Dave enjoyed an extensive and successful career in the automotive retail industry. Dave is the author of 12 books, including TKO, the TKO Business Series, Up Your Business, If You Don't Make Waves, You'll Drown, How to Run Your Business by the Book, and How to Lead by the Book. He authors a monthly leadership column for two national magazines, and interviews and articles have appeared in hundreds of publications, including the Wall Street Journal, Investors Business Daily, U.S. News and World Report, and he's a frequent panelist on MSNBC's Your Business Show. Dave, along with his wife, is the co-founder of Matthew 2535 Foundation, whose mission is to bring food, housing, clothing, healing, and ministry to under-resourced and impoverished people worldwide. Welcome to the show, Dave. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you doing?
Well, I'm terrific. Thanks so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. And let's just start out. I've got a chicken and egg conundrum for you, and I'd like you to answer this as an expert on hiring. Does a company's hiring practice reflect the company's culture, or does the hiring practice create the company's culture?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, there's no question that the people that we hire into our companies help create that culture. And, you know, the right culture, though, will attract certain type of people. If you build a high-performance culture, it'll attract like people. And a culture that's not so great will attract just about anybody. So it's a little bit of both. What leaders have to remember, though, is part of their job is to protect that culture. And we start that with good hiring practices.
Well, that is always the starting place. Now, Dave, there's an old saying that goes, hire in haste, you can repent in leisure.
You know, my version of that is a little different. It's hire slow, fire fast.
There you go. Well, yours is more practical, isn't it?
It is. You know, but what you say is so true. This is what I find people doing is they wait until they're desperate, and they lower the bar just to get someone on board that solves their coverage problem. And they fix their short-term issue, but now the long-term implications of having someone who can't do the job or who doesn't share the values and doesn't take care of customers, oh my goodness, that misery goes on forever. So we might solve a short-term problem with hiring fast, but boy, do we pay for it in the long run.
We certainly do. Let's talk about some of those costs, because they're what you would call hidden costs. People don't think about those when they're making that imprudent hiring decisions. What are some of the long-term costs, either monetary or cost to time and energy within a company, of making the wrong decision?
Well, you know, and it goes on and on, too. The production cost, that's actually the easy one to figure. You know, the difference between a top performer and a bottom performer, that's the one everybody looks at. But as you say, Bill, there are some real factors here that dwarf that cost. Costs like lower morale, you know, that the poor performers lower the collective self-esteem of the whole group. Things like broken momentum. You know, poor performers, we have to clean up their messes, do their work for them, and so forth. What's that cost? I mean, how do you put a number on that? Or lower credibility for the leader who actually hires and then normally keeps the wrong person too long. What's that cost to a leader to lose his credibility? And then you have things like a diminished brand, a weakened culture, and this is a huge payment. And the problem is, it's not a one-time penalty. It's more like misery on the installment plan.
It's a recurring cost. My guest is Dave Anderson, author of the book TKO Hiring. So, Dave, we've got a unique situation, certainly not one that I am accustomed to in business, where we have a glut of qualified applicants out on the job market today because of the recession that we're in. And with this abundance of these qualified applicants, what's wrong with just throwing a job posting on LinkedIn or Monster and then kind of sifting through the resumes, interviewing a few candidates that don't display any immediate red flag warnings, and hiring the right person? What's wrong with that strategy?
Well, you know, there's I'm not going to say there's something wrong with it. There's just better ways. You know, first of all, we don't want to hire based on someone just not having red flags. We really have an opportunity now to pick and choose. This is a wonderful opportunity for people who are hiring. You're in the driver's seat, so raise your standards. You know, look a little longer, a little harder. You don't have to settle. Not that you ever should, but you certainly don't have to settle now. One of the things I talk about in How to Lead by the Book is when you get these resumes and you're looking, you know, through prospective candidates who send you things by email or by mail, you know, you can eliminate a lot of people from consideration just by their sloppiness and inaccuracies and their inattention to detail. These are people you probably don't even want to waste your time talking to. And so I think one of the best ways to hire is to narrow down, Bill, the actual number of people you talk to, but talk to better, higher quality candidates, if that makes sense.
Well, it does. Now, your books are always about, you know, doing things by the book, and that's a reference to the Bible and being very humane, very biblical, following biblical principles. But tell me, how does being so ruthless when you're weeding through all of these applicants, how is that the most humane approach to selecting a candidate?
That's a great question. I don't think it's ruthless. I think it's responsible, because what do you owe the rest of the team? What do you owe your customers? What do you owe your culture and your reputation? I mean, you know, any leader who takes his or her job seriously is going to be very choosy about who they allow on the team. They owe the team a lot more than they owe some benefit of the doubt to an unproven prospect who, if they are the wrong person, could come in and inflict and affect everybody's job and everybody's life. And so, you know, I think that we have a right to have a high standard and to stretch people to that standard, Bill, and not to lower the standard to accommodate the person or their comfort zone. So I think a lot of times we get away from that and we end up paying for it.
My guest is Dave Anderson. All right, Dave. So give us the secret sauce. What are some of the sources and resources that you have for finding the best candidates in today's job market?
Well, you know, one of the things I look at, I look more at what someone has done versus what they have. People love to load their resumes, and this will help maybe job seekers out there who are listening. People love to load their resumes with, I have this, I have that, a nice personality, a well-spoken manner, 10 years experience, you know, more degrees than a thermometer, on and on and on. They've got all these things they have, and that's all nice, but what I really want to look at is, what have you done? What have you done with those things? What have you accomplished? What have you overcome? Because I'm a big believer that the greatest predictor of future performance is past performance. And I know a lot of folks that have a ton of experience and they've done very little with it. And so part of the driver's seat that we're in now really gives us a chance to look and see, do these people actually accomplish things? Because, Bill, what accomplishments show us very often is that a candidate has the drive and the talent and the attitude and these other things that we can't teach them. You know, and that's why they're accomplishing these things. And I think it's really important to hire people who have the things that can't be taught.
No, I would agree with you. My guest is Dave Anderson, author of the book TKO Hiring, 10 Knockout Strategies for Recruiting, Interviewing, and Hiring Great People. So let's talk about one of the most dreaded instances if you're a hiring manager, and that is the job interview. You've got some very concrete thoughts about how you deliver what you call a knockout interview. So first of all, define for us, what is a knockout interview, and how does one go about delivering the knockout interview?
Well, an interview, we have to understand, a lot of people interview wrong, Bill, because I believe they go in with the wrong idea of an interview. And hiring should be an elimination process, not an inclusive process. The best time to fire someone is before you hire them. So we have to understand that when we get ready for an interview, while we're going to be respectful and we're going to be kind, we're also going to be firm. An interview is not a casual conversation. It's not a good old boy get acquainted session, and it certainly had better not turn into a sales pitch. We need to go in with our game face on because the stakes are so high that we hire the right person. So the first thing is we have to understand what an interview is about. It's to try to find a way to eliminate the candidate. If you can't, there's a pretty good chance they're going to be a strong team member. Now, another thing you have to do is go in with a game plan. You have to know what you're going to ask. You have to go in with some pre-structured questions that dig into somebody's past performance, not just their experience. Otherwise, you just tend to talk too much and ramble on and on during an interview. I see people who interview do this. They have no structure, no pre-planned questions. They go in and they just gab, and they really don't find out the most important things about the candidate. So those would be two places to start this TKO interview process.
All right. Now, there's a lot of good information in those answers that you just gave me, Dave. So I want to drill down on a couple of things. First of all, I've been told by hiring professionals, by the time you bring a candidate into the office for that face-to-face interview, you're looking to see if that candidate really fits the corporate culture more than whether or not he or she can do the job. True or false?
Well, I agree with that, because you can teach skills and knowledge, but you can't teach values. I mean, you can't teach character. And a lot of those parts make up a culture. And so I think you have to share your core values with a candidate during the interview. You know, we have five in our company, and they're in writing, and we go over them and what they mean, and we tell people these are non-negotiable. And we know that they'll sit there in most cases just agree with them and talk about how great they are. But I want them to know up front that we stand for something, and that if they don't think they can work within those parameters, they're not going to like it here, and we're not going to like them. I mean, I can teach somebody skills and knowledge, and so can anyone else, but we can't teach them values. They have to share those values. So I agree with that philosophy.
All right. Now, that brings me to the second point. I'm glad you talked about the values, because one of the things that you said in an earlier answer is don't treat the interview as a sales pitch for the company, which it's not. However, how do you strike that delicate balance between sharing the company's core values with a candidate without talking too much or making it appear as though it's a sales pitch for the company?
Yeah, it's all in the presentation. At the appropriate place in the interview, I would say, Bill, let me share with you some values here that are essential to us, because if you do come to work here, you need to know what we stand for. And I'm going to go over these values one by one, Bill, and I'm going to explain what they mean. For instance, look at this value here, Bill. It's teamwork. Now, what teamwork means in our company is that the good of the team comes before the personal comfort level or agenda of any one individual. Now, Bill, what that means is we make decisions here based on what's good for the group overall, not on any one individual. So, Bill, here's what you got to know. If you're selfish, if you're one of those people who makes it all about you, you're not going to like it here, and we're not going to like you.
It's a very good concrete answer. My guest is Dave Anderson, author of the book TKO Hiring. Dave, I want to get into something else as you're talking and interviewing candidates, which is a recurring problem out there, because you want to separate as many candidates from the pile, as it were, during the interview. But how critical in assessing a candidate's communication skills during the interview? I mean, with texting and the shortened attention span that a lot of people, particularly coming out of college, have, our education system is less rigorous than it maybe once was. How do you assess whether or not a candidate possesses the needed reading, writing, speaking, even critical thinking skills to be successful in your workplace?
Well, you can start to do that with a resume, can't you? We post job postings on college websites, and the most recent one I actually put in my book. And We got 32 responses for a part-time administration job.
Okay.
And our job is to eliminate as many of those as possible just by carelessness and misspelled words and poor communication skills. People send their resumes in all in, you know, lowercase letters like they're sending a text message. But we had someone who misspelled their name.
No.
Yeah, they spelled it one way at the top of the resume and another way at the bottom. And so this is what we call knockout. We just eliminate these because if I start making excuses for someone before they're even on the payroll, what am I going to do after they're here? I mean, we knock out. Let me just tell you, out of those 30-plus, we only talked to one person.
Wow.
And this one person was fantastic. I even mentioned him in my new book. He's a young guy, came in, worked 15 hours a week, but he was outstanding, did a great job proofing and copy editing my latest book. I even acknowledged him. But, you know, we knew he was great because he made it through our rigorous process. And so that's the first place. Look at what they send you. If they don't have the initiative to run a spell check or to have someone professional look over their resume, why would you want to waste time, valuable time, engaging that person face-to-face?
Well, that does make sense. My guest is Dave Anderson. Dave, in the few minutes that we've got remaining, talk to me about the role that social media is now playing in the recruitment and the culling of candidates.
Oh, it's huge. You know, you look at places like LinkedIn and so forth where people can connect and network and apply for jobs and post jobs and so forth. There are many more options today for getting the word out there. And also, there are many more options for great companies to, you know, solicit employment, because I think great companies are always looking, you know, allowing people to apply online and submit their resume online and you know, to be able to evaluate it and weed it out or maybe get interested enough to make a phone appointment. So people need to get networked in. They need to get tied in to this social network that gives them better options, whether they're hiring or whether they're looking for a job.
My guest is Dave Anderson, author of the book TKO Hiring, 10 Knockout Strategies for Recruiting, Interviewing, and Hiring Great People. Dave, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book TKO Hiring?
Well, you know, if you don't get this part right, if you don't get the hiring part right, so much else of what you do in your business isn't going to make any difference. You can train people to death, but if you've hired someone with no drive, what good is training going to do? You know, taking a stronger whip to a dead horse isn't going to make him any better. You can set big goals and big vision, right? But if you hire the wrong person, a great dream with the wrong team is a nightmare. It's not going to happen. So you've got to get this part right. The right people make our job so much easier. And I know it's hard work to hire. It's hard work to interview, and it's hard work to recruit properly. But I'll tell you what else is hard: pushing the wrong people to do the right things. So if it's hard either way, do something that works for you in the long term. Hire slower.
My guest has been Dave Anderson. Dave, if people like what you have to say, they like your common sense approach to this, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Well, you know, they could go to our website, which is learntolead.com, and we have 500 free articles at learntolead.com. A lot of them have to do with hiring and recruiting and motivation, and every one of the books I've written, I think except three, I think nine of the books have some chapters in it about hiring and recruiting. In some aspect, just because it is so important.
Oh, that is great. My guest has been Dave Anderson, author of the book TKO Hiring. Dave, thank you so much for being our special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
It's been a privilege. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Take care now.